podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tag team, back again, blah, 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 blah.
No!
No.
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 Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we talk about how much Comcast sucks, the Silk Roads guy getting busted, and the endings of Breaking Bad, Dexter, and Futurama. No spoilers. And when you hear this sound...
Xfinity. The future of awesome.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bitches.
I'm Tim, the tantalizing T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the alluring A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
Oh, the N? Dirty!
All right, that's a wrap.
All right.
I'll see you guys next week.
Wrap it up and wrap it out.
Good show, guys. Good show.
Wait, good hustle. Good hustle. I'm going to give you a virtual smack on the butt.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
You scream like a little girl.
You lingered a little there.
Where?
On my butt.
Oh. Gotcha. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not lingering anywhere. I got moves. Moves to make.
Like Jagger?
No.
My fucking kid loves that song now.
Uh-huh.
You play that song for your kid? Play Blurred Lines for your kid. See, I like that one.
No. Based on my music getting into habits, that will be a couple more years before I even listen to that song.
Has it been... Yeah, it has been a while since Moves Like Jagger, right?
2011, my friend. I just jumped on the way. I'm like, this is a great song. Oh, yeah, dude. Welcome to the past.
Tim's rocking that first term music.
But he'll, like, say, Moves Like Jagger. Moves Like Jagger. And he'll do a little... I mean, it's closer to Moves Like Jagger than anything I've seen, the way his little dance... The way he just sort of 2-year-old flops around the living room.
Where do you think kids pick up, like, dance moves? Like, do you think dancing is, like, just something you kind of, like you hear something you like and you want to move your body? Or do you think they observe people? It's just funny to watch kids dance. And I'm like, do they see someone dance like that? Or are they just, like, there's just something in you when you hear something you like, you're like, oh, I want to move my body.
Kids.
That's a good question.
Kids don't have a great idea of, like, what it is they're doing. I mean, like they'll watch something, they'll try to internalize it, and then replicate it, but it gets stupid on the way into their head.
But I guess one of my questions is, like, if they saw no one ever dance, would they hear music, and they would just like, oh, I like this, and I want to, like, you know, you'll often see little kids, like, start to bounce up and down when they hear music.
Yes. Drew, when he was like 1.5 or something like that, like he was barely standing up, he'd pull himself up and hold on to something, and just while he was listening to music, you just watch his little booty go up and down and up and down and up and down. He's like, oh, he's so bouncy. He's so adorable.
And he probably never saw you guys dance.
Dude, have you seen how white I am?
So it's probably more you know, innate thing. Like, oh, like there's something I like about this that makes me want to, you know, move my butt.
Yep.
Makes me want to jump.
That's what the Mac Dad will make you do.
Oh, man, I love watching kids dance. They are just adorable.
They dance like they don't give a shit.
And isn't it great? Like, it's just like, I wish I was not that self-conscious when I dance.
I'm like, I gotta have, like, 6 drinks in me before I dance like that.
Well, also, it's like, when you're a kid, everyone's way more fucking encouraging about shit than when you're an adult. Like, if you dance like an idiot at the club, no one's going to be like, yeah, you go. They're just about like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? Like, when you're a kid, like, fuck, you can roll on the ground and lick your shoe and get like, oh, I mean, parents would be like, oh, that's great. You're an amazing dancer.
Dude, when you're a kid, you can sit on somebody's lap and kick your feet and they're going to be amazed by you.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
The other day, yesterday, we took him to the park and he was in the swing and he started kicking his feet. I'm like, Andy would be so proud of you right now.
I would. Look at him, he's like a little person. Oh, he's almost human.
Now he is human, flying downstairs and whatnot.
Oh, that'd be Andy's kid.
Oh, I was just saying, has Michael pulled that trick yet?
No, I don't think they even have any stairs at their place.
Not anymore, baby. Yeah, ground floor.
Good.
Last two places.
Not last two.
Well, this one and the last one.
Sorry. You meant last two places had ground floor, not... Gotcha.
Exactly.
I got confused.
Don't get confused. Stay on board. Should we do some tan laps?
What?
Chicken butt.
Why not? Let's see how these tan laps are going to work out for us. I think they're going to give us about 200 more listeners. You know what it is, Andy? Episode 207. People are waiting.
Episode 207.
And they're just like, fuck it. I'm tired of waiting for this episode 207. I'm done listening to these idiots.
Probably. So you think if 207 comes out, we'll get them all back?
Well, now they don't know about it.
Oh.
We'd have to have some type of marketing.
Like a Skyrider?
Maybe we can make a torque video, and then at the end, be like, oh, here's episode 207. Or we'll cut it, and then we'll reveal. Or we can start a guerrilla, not guerrilla marketing. What is it? Virtual reality game?
ARG? Alternate
ARG,
reality game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. And like the number 207 is like just kind of plastered out throughout, but like you have to be really observant to notice it.
Yeah, like, oh, go to this website, and you can hear a snippet of it.
Yep.
But you have to figure out the code.
Be like, ah. That was the snippet.
You know what we should do, Andy? We should start a podcast where we analyze every minute of episode 207.
So during this minute, primarily we have Noah coughing. I don't know how we're going to say 15 more minutes about this. Let's analyze the coughs. Play it back.
Sounds like, I don't know, something that makes you cough.
Sounds like his right bronchial collapsed a little bit there. You can kind of hear a flutter, but I mean, it's very, very chesty.
Let's back that death rattle?
Is Noah going to die? Tune in next week to find out.
And that's how you had to blitz into episode 207 for the first time.
Oh, I smell an April Fool's joke.
Oh, shit. Mm. That's what the world needs more of, Andy's April Fool's jokes.
That's funny, Andy, because I smell failure.
Oh! That's what I smell. Check your upper lip, Noah. There could be some failure on there. I've noticed sometimes when I'm smelling something all day that it's stuck in my mustache.
Well, you know how like when you're close to something for a long time and the kind of stink gets on you?
So you're saying that after 5 years of TanCast, you've got failure in your pores?
I do. Just leaking out of it.
You know, if you take a really hot shower, it kind of like loosens the pores a bit, and you can kind of steam some of that failure out. Just don't fail at the shower. That's how people die.
Anyways, Tad Labs.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tad Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
The daily grind can take its toll. It saps your strength and sucks your soul before you fall in that black hole. Let's make some jokes about smoking hope. Ten Laughs is here to save us with jokes about your anus. And you can send your own joke if you please.
10 laugh?
Do it.
I like it.
It's from Jerry. Jerry Brandt, specifically. Drinking Buddies. Which is now back on the air, on the pod, on the waves. What do you say?
Ether?
Fuck it. You just say on the air and people know what the fuck you mean.
Xfinity. The future of awesome.
Probably.
Well, because technically, because it's also a terrestrial radio station. Not a terrestrial. It's an internet radio station.
And it's also a movie now. Not them, but there is a movie called Drinking Buddies.
No, it's them.
I smell a lawsuit.
Take them down, Jerry and Chris. That's your shit. Although I haven't been able to listen to Drinking Buddies due to something I'll tell you guys about later.
Ah.
Anyway, here's Jerry's joke. Hey, guys. What did Miss Piggy want from Kermit on their third date?
Boontang.
To get felt up.
Waka waka waka!
You know what's funny? I actually read that joke, but I forgot the punchline.
And then he wrote, been a while, so story behind this joke. I was laying in bed with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Recently,
Jerry Brandt likes to fuck.
Yeah.
Was that like the ska version?
It was.
Anyway, laying in bed with his girlfriend recently and discussing his love of the Muppets, because that's how he rolls. Wait, why am I changing tense? Why am I changing point of view? And discussing my love of the Muppets, because that's how I get the ladies going. When I said, I wish I was a Muppet, she replied, I'm glad you're not. To which I replied, you wouldn't want to get felt up. I loved it so much I had to make a joke and immediately thought of Tan Laughs. Hope you guys enjoy. Keep up with the funny.
Wait, so that's a Jerry original?
That's a Jerry original. Trademark.
For some reason, I thought I've heard that joke before. Before I
you
read it from
heard
him.
Shit.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job, Barry. You're doing it.
Like a Muppet.
Yay! One down, two to go, 10 laughs.
Two men enter, one man leave. All right, not doing that one. Oh, yeah, that is hilarious. I was reading the email from Kira, and she was talking about poopery, and it is a pretty funny video.
Xfinity, the future of awesome.
I didn't actually watch it yet. I don't know why I wait to watch the videos on the show.
I've actually seen it before, because I have a friend who has poo issues. And, you know, on some extent I do, because of a long time ago where I took a dump at a girl's house, and then I never talked to her again.
Yes.
It smelled. And so I'm always very conscious of that now. Like, I don't want this to be a stinky one. Although multiple people I've mentioned since then, they're just like, oh, it's no big deal. So maybe I'm just being a little paranoid, but...
Noah, I'm going to get you a book. It's called Everybody Poops.
Yes, but not everyone calls you back after you poop up their house.
Everybody poops, but nobody fucks you after you wreck their bathroom.
That day, that told it's like I know it shit it. That cracked me up.
Me too. I enjoy getting text messages from my friends.
Do you have a 10 laugh? Or are you still looking?
I got a couple.
All right, go ahead.
I hope we haven't done this one before. It's from Hillary. It was sent to us back in June, and it's another one where it's titled in German. Während wir nach Florida fliegen, werden wir unseren geliebten Tancast suchen. I hope. Which is, while we fly to Florida, we will be listening to our beloved Tancast. Or something close to that. All our German listeners can laugh at my shitty pronunciation. She says, Andy, I hate to admit it, but I made a mistake in the last email we sent with the German. I fail. It was Schwanzen, not Schwanze. Not that anyone cares but me. Anywho, Matt, who has flown from the UK, will be arriving in Wisconsin on Saturday. Whoa. That's old news now. And we will be downloading
Tancast. On this. What are you talking about?
And listening to it on the plane ride to Florida on Wednesday. Disney World and Disney Dream, here we come. So in the spirit of Disney, not really. Here are some awful and inappropriate jokes. Teehee. Wait, I'm sorry.
Teehee. Teehee. Probably not that.
Hey, Tim, remember the time that we did all those Michael Jacksons?
No.
The ambitious coach of a girls' track team gives the squad steroids. The team's performance soars. they win the county, state, and eventually national championship. A few days before the international grand finals, Penelope, a 16-year-old hurdler, visits her coach and says, "Coach, I have a problem. Hair is starting to grow on my chest." "What?" the coach says in panic. "How far down does it go?" Penelope replies, "Down to my testicles. That's something else I wanted to talk to you about." I get the feeling Penelope should have been saying, "Down to my testicles. That's something else I wanted to talk to you about."
"And, do you want to finish my protein smoothie?"
Someone watching Brickleberry.
No.
Oh.
That's a Jim Carrey joke from way back in the day.
Oh, shit.
Here's some news for you. Chicken nuggets contain skin, tissue, blood vessels, and more, study finds. In case you were wondering.
Hey, Noah?
Yeah?
Another study for you. So does steak. Well, not the skin part.
Although the picture that they show does not look like any Chicken McNuggets I've ever eaten.
Yeah, they don't go just digging through the muscle to, like, pull... Oh, what? A blood vessel. Get rid of that. Yeah, it's called meat. It's not just muscle.
Yeah, but often people, like, their ears, like, you, like, they don't think about this stuff, and then you point out, like, oh, that's gross. I don't want to eat that anymore. It's like, yeah. All right.
It's the same reason why I don't go to where they make the hot dogs. You know why? Because hot dogs are still delicious.
You don't want to know how your sausage is made.
Oh, no, baby. Don't worry about it. It's delicious. Hot dogs are made from dreams and angels.
And unicorn tears.
there are some more awful jokes in here. So
Sorry.
All right,
so let's get on with it.
Now that we're all Canadian, a small grandson that was shopping with his grandfather got lost in the mall. The boy approached a uniformed security guard and said, "I've lost my grandpa." The guard asked, "What's his name?" The boy replied, "Grandpa." The guard smiles and says, "What's he like?" To which the little tyke hesitated for a moment. He said, "Crown Royal whiskey and women with big tits?"
Who doesn't like women with Crown Royal whiskey?
Me?
That's right. Crown Royal whiskey with big tits.
My faves.
A couple are saying, Jesus. I'm sorry, I don't know why. That tickled me.
What, the joke you just read?
No, you!
Oh.
My faves. It's something in your delivery. I probably won't laugh as much when I listen back to this episode, but...
That's okay. Noah won't listen back to this episode.
Oh, right.
I will not.
It was like, once is enough!
Someone asked me, like, "Do you listen?" I'm like, "No." They're like, "But Tim adds all these sound effects and stuff." I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Maybe I should listen." I still haven't listened to the episode where you did the Bane and Batman. You know what? I'm going to download it right now on my phone. I'm going to listen to it.
Well, like, Andy texted earlier in the week, like, "Tim, thanks for adding the danger music." Noah's like, "Danger music?" I'm like, "Fucking become a fan of your own show. I don't know what to tell you."
I don't... Is it the you know Carlos Danger music?
That's right.
Yes.
Ah, I
found it. Danger! Danger! Get on the floor! Get the nigga right here!
Oh, okay, I know that song.
You know that song?
Yeah, it's Juvenile. Or Mystical.
It is
Mystical.
Very Juvenile.
What are you laughing about, Tim?
Juvenile.
Oh. Actually, I think it's Mystical.
It is. I knew it wasn't Juvenile.
Oh, yeah. A couple are sitting on the living room floor one evening. Sitting
Holy
in the
Christ.
Living room. There we go. And the wife starts to watch a cooking show on the television. The husband asks, "What are you watching that for? You can't cook." The wife replies, "Well, you watch porn, don't you?"
If he can't fuck.
Tim likes to fuck.
Yes, I do.
I think almost everybody likes to fuck.
My name is Buck, and I like to
I can
Tim.
Introduce you to some of my ex-girlfriends who did not like to fuck.
One just liked to punch you in the balls.
And then in the stomach. And then in the balls. Then in the stomach. Then in
she
the balls.
She must have overcome it. She has a kid now.
Back and forth forever.
Oh, that's not a good back and forth forever.
No.
Well, neither is a good at back and forth forever.
How do you know? Have you tried that one?
I've tried either.
I've gotten stalked in the stomach and the balls individually, and I do not wish to be sequentially.
So, you'd rather poop back and forth forever.
I'd give it a go before I got stalked in the stomach and the balls and the stomach and the balls and the stomach and the balls.
I don't think there's anything I want to do forever. I guess breathe in and out.
Yeah? Yeah, that'd be nice. Live? I don't know, maybe that gets boring.
Well, by forever I mean until I'm done.
Oh, okay. Until you reach your expiration point.
Exactly.
Well, then, yes, I guess
until you
breathe.
Have to throw this carton of milk out, known as Tim Bab.
Yeah. Someone smells it. Ugh, this is turned.
Fuck, someone probably made that determination a long time ago.
Yes, but you shower more regularly now.
Jesus, the Tim Bab's gone bad. Throw it out. That's the problem. It just sits in the back of the fridge and no one notices it.
Oh, Tim, we should get you a t-shirt that says, "Have you seen this child?" and a picture of you.
No one's seen him.
I saw him.
You can wear it on stage. The answer will still be no.
Whoa.
Are you done with your tan laughs yet?
No, we got one more.
What the fuck are you doing with all these tangents?
I don't know. I like talking to you guys. I want to find out like how your life's doing.
I'm so lonely.
I'm sorry, Noah. Maybe this tan laugh will cheer you up. It was the stir of the town when an 80-year-old man married a 20-year-old girl. After a year, she went into the hospital to give birth. The nurse came out to congratulate the fellow. "This is amazing. How do you do it at your age?" he answered. "You've got to keep that old motor running." The following year, she gave birth again. The same nurse said, "You really are amazing. How do you do it?" Again, he said, "You got to keep the old motor running." The same thing happened the next year. The nurse said, "You must be quite a man." He responded, "You got to keep that old motor running." The nurse then said, "Well, you'd better change the oil, because this one's black."
Oh, ding-a-dong-ding, ling-a-ding-dong-dong.
Fucking, why do you want to have a kid with an 80-year-old? Now he's 83. He's got 3 kids. Fucking, he's not going to live to see them do anything.
Nope.
That's irresponsible.
Like, you think he's going to see them graduate from preschool?
I was like, he's not going to see them graduate into walking.
We're in diapers together.
And apparently we're selling Petridge Farm cookies.
Petridge Farm remembers.
Apparently Wilford Brimley was the bodyguard for a president.
Woo!
Here's the pitch. Ah, shit.
Left field facts from Noah. You feel that pain in your neck? That's whiplash from left field facts from Noah.
Howard Johnson? No, not Howard Johnson. I want you to know. Oh, sorry, not a president. He was the bodyguard for Howard Hughes.
Ah.
Someone famous. Tim loves my facts. Why are you crying? People need to know these facts.
What does fucking right. Wilford Brimley have to do with anything?
Pepperidge Farm cookies made me think of, like, someone old, which made me think of Wilford Brimley. Because, you know, he was in Cocoon, he sold oatmeal, and he's got diabetes.
No, he doesn't.
Diabetes.
He has diabetes.
But he's the one that says, he's in the diabetes commercial, right?
Oh, hello, yeah. I'm Wilford Brimley, and I have diabetes.
Diabetes testing supplies.
I don't know why my brain works the way it does. It just does.
Diabetes, 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 or diabetes.
Kill him, diabetes.
Oh, no. Okay. Do you have a tan laugh, Mr. Facts?
Diabetes.
I do. This couple, you know, they're in bed, you know, getting busy like they do. When the girl places the guy's hand under her pussy, she says, "Put your finger in me." She asks him. So he does, without hesitation. And she starts moaning. "Put 2 fingers in," she says. So in goes another. She's really starting to get worked up when she says, "Put your whole hand in." The guy's like, "Okay." So he's like, "His entire hand is in there." When she says, moaning aloud, "Put both hands inside of me." So the guy put both his hands in. "Now clap your hands," commands the girl. "I can't," says the guy. The girl looks at him and says, "See, I told you I had a tight pussy."
I feel like we've done that joke before.
We might have.
Who's that from?
It's been 5 years.
That is from Jonathan. Joe Hinathan.
Joe Hinathan.
Jonathan.
All right. We've made it out of the first segment of the show.
All right.
We did.
And only halfway done.
Oof, I'm spent. Sorry, guys. You're going to have to go on without me. I'm just going to sit here and eat diabetes.
What? It's not a snack?
It's not?
It is the way Andy does it.
Wilford Brimley lied to me.
It's the right thing to do, and a tasty way to do it. Quaker Oats.
Look at my dick.
It won't ever get old, and it won't ever die.
But everyone looks at your dick.
Does your dick have diabetes?
Speaking of look at my dick, we have not started the campaign to get Bat Dad to say, look at my dick, in one of his videos.
Oh, well, everybody, we'll get right on that after episode 207 goes up.
No, this is for the listeners. They got to join. Everybody tweet at Bat Dad Vine, say, look at my dick, in one of your videos. Preferably not with your kid in the shot.
Mm. Or like, preferably with your kid in the shot.
No! Just be one of his, Jen, look at my dick!
You should put the mask on the dick.
No, we can't show. Andy, come on, guys.
I know.
There are rules. You can't just show your dick on Vine.
Okay.
You can. I just may not be there for very long.
My interest in Vine is waning.
Oh, it's Vine? I thought it said vein, as my dick veins.
I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. You should see me try to spell race car. I always get it backwards. So, fuck episode 207. We have a Steam community.
Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Sweet.
Yes. So if you want to go.
Our dozens of listeners.
And our four members, including me.
Most of them who probably are not on Steam.
That's our old logo.
It is our old logo.
Oh, Jeff the Genie has already commented.
Indeed. Yes. Yes, there's...
I thought that said Mr. Booby. It's Mr. Bobby. All right. We have four members. I know two of them personally. Tan Cast. Dominating global media.
Yes. So Jeff the Genie, a.k.a. Eric, is actually the one who originally suggested it. Steam is building, well, I guess they're working with hardware manufacturers to bring Steam games into your living room, which is where I prefer to play games. So I had thought, oh, I'll toss my hat in the ring and see if I get it on the beta. Then I saw you have to have 10 Steam friends. I was like, I need more real friends before I can get up to 10 Steam friends.
Is that still going on?
The sign up for it? Yeah, I think there's another 3 weeks or something like that. It's like mid-October, end of October.
So, more people, we need you to join the Tancast Steam.
Well, we don't need you to join Tancast Steam. We need you to be friends with Andy.
Well, whatever it is.
But I think I have four friends. I think I need six.
I need 10 friends too.
No,
my
friends. I have five friends. I have five friends, including Noah. Five. Five friends. I need five more friends.
Andy counts for five people, so if you just friend him.
Fatty.
Waka, waka, waka. You're not that fat, Andy. Not even close.
I'm like two friends tops. Or two friends bottoms, you know, whatever you're into.
1 1/4 friends. I'm only 3/4 a friend.
But no. Your dick costs an extra friend and a half.
No, you're 3/5 of a friend.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
My bad. I don't know racism.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that was a Constitution joke, yes?
It was.
Yes.
Noah was going for it originally, just had the fraction wrong. Although, actually, since Noah's 50-50, I don't know how... No, he still counts. That's right.
If you had 1/16 of blood in you, you were black.
Yep. So anyways, Steam group, join it or don't. You know what? All the stuff that I've written about it, I'm just going to change that to join it or don't.
All right.
So, how one's every... Wait. Pause for insert.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Now, how was everyone's week?
Tim had Comcast issues, which is, I think, he wants to tell us about.
No, you just talked right out of that sneeze.
I did.
I think
that sneeze was a consonant.
Tim has had Comcast issues, so I think he wants to tell us about.
Oh. I blogged about it. There's something that's happened this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
I did last month was 30 days and 30 blogs 3, and mm-hmm. I decided it was so shitty I needed to make up for it, so with Blogtober 2, or Blogtober.
Xfinity, the future of awesome.
The way I've been spelling it.
So it'll be just as shitty, but there's two of it, so it'll be like it's good. It'll be like it's
so
good.
It's, and then on day 3, I forgot to write a blog, so.
Hooray!
I had to write 2 blogs yesterday, and one of them was all about how my wife and I never sit down to watch television, it seems like. During the week, she's busy with work. During the weekend, we just, you know, we have other stuff we'd rather do than just sit down and watch television. But with, the premieres, all the fall shows have been coming in, so they've been stacking up. So we're like, okay, we sit down and watch television. We get through a show and a half before the X1 nationwide failure.
Wow.
Yeah, this X1 is the new box that Xfinity has that's supposedly a quote-unquote upgrade. And it literally failed across the entire country last night. And I took the time that I would have been spending watching television and just fucking lit up Comcast on Twitter. And then I made it into a blog.
Xfinity, the future of awesome.
The Comcast X1 box is not so much a cable box as it is a box with a nice green light that sits in the corner and hums for no reason.
So you've had this box for a while, right?
Well, since we moved.
I wonder what caused... Do you know what caused it to fail?
No. Does Comcast know what caused it to fail? Probably not. Does it work now?
Oh, so they haven't even fixed it yet.
Let me find out. I'm sitting in my mom's room. Literally... Hang on. I'm much like Noah, I'm talking over me readjusting my microphone. There we go. Last night when I posted the blog, literally the television came on as soon as I hit post.
Nice.
However, you couldn't change the channel, and then we lost the picture. And then I said, fuck it, and I went to bed. Ooh. Oh, wait. We're on KQED. Does the remote work? Yes, I was able to change the goddamn channel!
Hooray!
Comcast, you're doing it. Delivering my basic expectations.
So what...
Delivering functionality that has existed literally since the dawn of television. Actually, if you go back to radio, prior to the dawn of television...
So what was what, Noah?
Is that why you couldn't listen to Drinking Buddies, or is that something else you were going to tell us about?
Oh, that was something completely else I was going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Because the internet was still working, which was awesome to actually be bashing Comcast on Comcast internet. You may have seen this. It's a helpful tip. If you're going to go travel somewhere and you have a bag with you, uh-huh. make sure your the water bottle with the loose-fitting cap isn't in the same bag as your iPod.
That's good advice.
I was like, hey, wait. The only thing left in that water bottle is ice now. That's not right. And I pick it up, and I was like, oh, this entire bag is now wet. And hey, there's my iPod. And I pick it up, and water pours out of the ear hole part of the headphone jack. I was like, that's not good at all.
Oh, no.
And the great thing is, you're not supposed to, they're like, okay, just make sure you turn it off, and, maybe if the electronics don't activate, you have a chance of, recovering it. But because of iPods, you just touch it and it goes, oh, did you want to turn me on? No, I didn't. Oh, you're on. Now you're broken. Great.
Did you try rice?
It's sitting in rice right now. It's going to sit in rice until I need it again on Monday.
All right. So how long has it been in rice?
At this point, almost 48 hours. No.
Okay.
So no, maybe 36.
That's probably enough. I'd heard people saying stuff like leave it in rice for a week. That seems really excessive to me.
Well, I've heard people say I tried it afterwards, it didn't work, and then I just left my iPod alone for a while, and I came back to it, and then it magically worked again. So
that's what Tim's hoping he'll get the magical part.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Visit Tim, iPod fairies.
So now I'm going to have to actually use my iPhone to listen to music, like some sort of cretin.
Oh.
And why wouldn't you want to do that normally?
I don't like syncing my iPhone to my iTunes on my computer because that computer is really slow. And it also tries to download all the apps onto that computer, which doesn't have a ton of room.
You can turn off app syncing.
How do you do that?
There's a checkbox.
Where?
You could also just download podcasts from the ether.
You can.
That I have done.
I actually hardly ever sync my actual iPhone to my iTunes anymore. It's just, I just do everything over the internets.
The internets, you say?
Yes.
Crazy.
Works up pretty well.
Just tell, crazy enough to
tell
work.
Me more about these internets you speak of.
They got the things such as the deep net and the Silk Road. Oh, wait, not anymore. That's amazing. That,
that was the sound of Noah's comment,
I mean,
flying over Tim's head.
What was that?
I said that was the sound of Noah's comment flying over Tim's head.
So the Silk Road was this website, or not even a website, really,
right? No, it's a website. It's just not available on the World Wide Web.
Yes, you have to use a special program to get to it. And it sold anything you wanted. I mean, was that the one? Did it sell child pornography, or was it just like guns and drugs?
I think it was guns, drugs, and occasionally hits for hire.
Okay. I guess there's other places that do the other nefarious stuff. Yep. So, this past week, the guy who he lived in San Francisco, the guy who ran that website got busted and arrested by the FBI. And apparently, it's so amazing. Like, I'm not amazed. I didn't read the whole story, but I just read like a little snippet. Like, they couldn't like break like his encryption
with
the Bitcoin. It's anonymous.
I mean, you guys can keep going, but my kid just plowed head first into a wall or something. I'll be right back.
Hooray for kids!
And so instead of trying to break his encryption, they just like, well, what if we go all the way back and try to find the first mention of the Silk Road?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, that is like, I don't know. That's just genius. Like, yeah,
That's the thing is, if you're trying to stay hidden from something that has way more resources than you do, you have to practice like perfect operational security. And this guy's OPSEC was weak. So he posted into a forum with his hey guys, I found this site that was called Silk Road, and you can buy like anything. You guys should check it out. I think people in here would like it. And then like, I don't know, a year later or something like that, the exact same username was used on the same site to say, hey, I'm looking for somebody who knows how to work with Bitcoins to work on a startup opportunity with me. Anybody who's interested, email me at thedudesrealfuckingname@gmail.com. It was like Ross Ulrich or whatever the hell his name is at Gmail. And there were some other things where like he had posted something under his own name, like under his real name, and then like went back and changed his login to Frosty really quickly. Yeah. It's like, oh dude. I'm like, I know that, you know, all of my stuff with being Mysterious Andy is, it's the thinnest fucking cover in the world. A couple of Tancasties have figured out who I am. You know, really, I just do it so that people that I work with and work for don't Google my name and come across us being horrible on the internet. You know, it's like I don't care if the fans are able to go find me. It's more of I just don't want people who are looking for my real name to come find this with that. But, if I really cared about it, I wouldn't be using the name Andy. Fuck that.
Fuck that noise.
Fuck that noise right in the noise. But that dude's just, like, ridiculous level of mistakes. It's like, you're going to all this stuff, to all this trouble of, like, setting up your site so it only works on Tor, and using Bitcoin so that there's no traceability for the financial transactions, and all the rest of this shit. But then it's like right out on the internet, it's like, hey everybody, Ross Ulrich runs Silk Road. You should go look him up. He lives in San Francisco at 123 Main Street.
But also, I mean, it's like, I think covering your tracks completely is like so like I feel like it's so easy to slip up. Like obviously this guy wasn't being smart about it anyways, but I also feel like even if you were, it's probably really easy like to slip up and like, you know, leave some type of thread that would lead back to you, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, they found this guy, I can't remember the name of his online handle. But I think he was like one of the guys who was like running Anonymous, or like, you know, one of the head guys in Anonymous. And they figured out who he was because one time he accidentally connected to an Anonymous IRC.
Do you know me?
Yeah. he connected without running his connection through Tor, so he was connecting from his home IP. So they were able to figure out who he was.
On a side note, I don't know why that's reminding me, but like, they've started using like video game noises and ICQ noises at gas stations for the register, which I just find odd.
Weird.
Uh-oh!
It's super weird.
And apparently other people have heard, like, video game noises from, like, Mario Brothers and stuff.
Huh. For any listeners who aren't super turbo nerd geeks like me, Tor is a way of anonymizing your internet traffic, so like people can't tell who you are or where you are.
But apparently they cracked it on Windows machines or something.
No, that's the thing. They can't. There's been no indication that they've cracked Tor. It's that they attack like the browsers that people are using to try to get side channel information. So it's like they haven't been able to, apparently, at least according to the latest Edward Snowden leaks, they haven't been able to actually attack the underlying routing protocol that makes up Tor to de-anonymize Tor users. It's if they attack the browser and they can get the browser to go outside of Tor, you know, basically like do a phone home thing where it's like, hey, everybody, this browser is at blah, 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 and this is information from this person's computer. That kind of lets them in. Well, lets them get around the fact that Tor anonymizes that stuff. And Bitcoin is a type of pseudocurrency, like online currency, it's very, very difficult to, like, you can follow transactions because, like, who the money is going to and how much and everything is all public, but who actually controls all of those accounts and which of those accounts are related to each other is all, like, very, very cryptographically difficult / impossible to determine.
And the guy
Tim's allergic to knowledge.
But when you present it so fascinatingly, how can I...
The interesting part was the guy who ran this illegal website was living in San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering how long... Silk Road's been up for a couple of years. I've read a couple of different papers about it, and every time I read about it, I was like, huh, that's really, really interesting. I wonder how long it's going to be before he fucks up and gets caught.
He lasted for a while.
He did, but you've got to be perfect always if you're going to do shit like that.
What's interesting now is, like, I want to see the next person who's going to do it and then, you know, learn from his mistakes.
Yes. That person will be Heisenberg. Speaking of Heisenberg, I finally watched the end of Breaking Bad this week.
No spoilers.
But if you have not watched Breaking Bad, go fucking watch Breaking Bad. What's wrong with you?
I have other
things in my mind.
I mean, I think I have the general idea of what the story arc is going to be like. It's made me want to watch it more now that it's ended and, like, people are, like, I've kind of heard snippets, but nothing, like, spoilery.
And I'll tell you why I haven't watched Breaking Bad. I have fucking Comcast.
Do you have Netflix streaming?
Yeah, because that's all you need. Yeah. Dick face.
It's on Netflix streaming.
Not all of it.
Everything except for the last season, and I'm sure by the time you catch up, the last season will be on Netflix. If it's not, it's on Netflix UK, and I can teach you how to become a UK user. It's very simple.
All right, blimey! Yep. I won't look at me fish and chips!
No, Tim, that's fucking wrong. Hey! I'm in the UK!
That's UK time, baby! Nothing, Noah?
Lovely.
All right.
I also, although I have not seen all of the final season of it because my wife deleted half of it, watched the last episode of Futurama, and I was a little sad.
So good.
It was a good episode. It was another one of those, like, oh, my heart's being ripped out.
Like, I feel like it was very touching, and I feel like the last, like, there's been a lot of touching episodes in this last season. I'm just like...
Touching your space dick.
No, it's touching in a good way.
Oh, yeah, like the one with Fry's mom?
Yes!
Yeah.
We're talking about when, like, they, like... He wanted to relive like memories, and like you can't because you never experienced it.
Yep.
And then at the end, it was a spoiler, but yeah, that last part was that's so good, so good.
Yep. And my wife and I are slowly approaching the last ever episode of Dexter, and so Breaking Bad when it ended, I was like, I felt like yes, this is good. They went out on a high point. Like, the writing was good, the scripting was good, the story didn't, like, bog down. It felt like the show kept moving forward. It never, like, meandered off. There's a couple of people who got all pissed off about season 4, but I still love fucking season 4. Dexter had a couple of excellent seasons at the beginning, a couple of pretty good seasons kind of in the middle. This last season has just been so fucking talky and navel-gazy. It's like, Dexter has this kind of like running through thing where you're listening to his inner monologue about stuff. And Dexter kind of thinks to himself a lot. So you're kind of listening to this monologue a lot over the course of the seasons. But this one, it seems like Dexter only has three thoughts and he just keeps restating them. I'm ready for the show to be over. I'm ready to be done with Dexter because...
Isn't it already over? You just haven't gotten there yet?
We have like two episodes to go.
Fucking get on it, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the reasons we have two episodes to go is that this season's been... just kind of a slog. It's more like, we've been watching the show since the beginning. We're going to finish it.
Finish all over his neck, face, and chest.
Yeah.
My neck, my back, my pussy, and my serial killer. I don't know.
Yeah. And the problem is that the last season ended on such a, like, oh, shit, what's the next season going to be? And this season's been such a downer. I mean, it's not horrible. It's still better than lots of other shows out there, like Dad's.
I remember which season it was, but I remember I read some spoilers for a season where, what's the character was still on the show? John Lithgow's.
John Lithgow's character was on the show for one season.
Yes, I remember. Back then I was like, I read a spoiler, I was like, oh shit, that's going to be crazy.
Yep. I'm pretty sure I know what that spoiler was, and yep. Also, I accidentally read that spoiler before it happened in the show, and I was a little pissed off at myself. Because it wasn't one of those, like, I went on Reddit, and some, like... dickhead douche nozzle was just like, hey everybody, spoiler, 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 in unrelated threads. It was like, I looked something up on Wikipedia.
Oh, so he's just actually being a dickhead.
No. In this case, me getting the spoiler was not just a dickhead. It was like, I went and looked up something that was like tangentially related to the show and didn't think to realize that that Wikipedia article might mention something about the show.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I did that to myself on purpose, because I just crested season 2 of Doctor Who, and now I'm starting season 3, and spoilers, the Rose character is done at the end of season 2. So I went to look up her character and found out more things happen. Not only that, found out specifically what those more things are.
Oh, well, shit, because it's kind of a huge reveal when it happens.
Wah, wah.
Sorry, Tim.
I just don't know if I want to continue. I may just jump to those episodes.
You know what? There's good episodes before then. You should watch.
Yeah, this Blink episode everybody keeps telling me about, or Don't Blink, or Fuck My Dick, whatever.
No, it's called Blink, and yes,
Blink My Dick.
The problem is, the way they rebooted Doctor Who, it was like a Rose story. Like that, it was like Rose's story. Rose meets the Doctor. Rose is technically the main character, and the Doctor is the person she's reacting to. And then you get rid of Rose, the person we've come to like, and like, well, now who am I watching?
Think about it.
I'm not watching anybody I started watching when the Doctor Who series rebooted itself. Like, this, zero of the cast is still there.
Zero of the cast is still there, but it's still the Doctor.
Nah.
Yeah, it's... As
the Doctor isn't much of a character. He just reacts goofily to everything that he sees.
I mean, I think the difference between... I think the thing with him is he gets really attached to, like, specific, like, this actress, this person is playing this character. Like, it's not about the story. Like, you know how upset he gets when they kill off, like, the love interest? Like, oh, I hate that. It's like, I think for Tim, like, he wants the same people there.
Tim wants continuity. Tim wants to watch the same episode again and again.
I mean, don't you remember how I used to play Grand Theft Auto?
I remember fondly watching Tim go off the same two jumps.
I did good on those two jumps, baby. Mm-hmm.
I still think back, like, just how much we would laugh as the cop cars went flying off to the side. It's like, they never learn.
I remember he would save the game, so, like, the specific song he liked would be on the radio every time you loaded the game.
Africa by Toto.
That's how I do it.
So, you know, it may just not be for you.
I mean, it's still interesting. I've watched two episodes without Rose so far.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a completely new companion that was gone, that was there and gone in that episode. I was like, well, fuck, now we're already going to move on to the third companion. I'm only on series 3? Or season 3? That's how they say it in the UK. They say series 3.
Yeah.
Silly. Actually, they say, series 3!
Hey! Our TV shows appear and disappear from the TV at random intervals!
Speaking of the UK, I'm ready for Sherlock Season 3
to start. Oh, my God, yes.
Series 3?
Series 3.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. Are you being funny, Tim, or serious?
Yes, I am being funny. I have never seen an episode.
Tim, go watch them all. Before Breaking Bad.
It's good.
This is how much I believe in it.
Do they keep the characters?
Yes. I mean, the two main characters, yes.
Well,
wait, do they kill people off every fucking episode?
Well,
I God mean, damn it.
No, kind of.
You have
maybe,
to say well.
Well, so the thing is, it's like each episode is like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, they're like mini movies.
Yeah, so they kill characters off, but I mean, there may be only be in that one episode. But there are some other characters that are reoccurring.
Yes.
Besides Sherlock. Awesome. And that is a show that made me realize how much like House, how much like House is like Sherlock.
I love it.
I was just like, oh, wait. Oh, now I'm seeing all these connections.
Missed connections?
Yes. Craigslist.
I was the mocha chocolate.
You okay?
I just read that on September 27th, BBC News revealed Season 3 will not be shown until 2014. Wah, wah. Oh.
Well, Benedict Cumberbatch has been super busy. Actually, okay. I guess so has... shit, what's his name?
He was in World's End.
The guy who played Watson.
Yes. And he was also in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
He's also Bilbo.
That too. Busy little hobbit.
Yep. And Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice of Smaug, the dragon.
I did know that. Timmy.
Yes.
You were going to tell us about why you weren't listening to Drinking Buddies? Oh, wait, you did.
Yes, he
yep.
did.
That part's been handled.
Yep, yes. Spilled water all over your thing. Yeah. Got it. Mm-hmm. Own it.
Oh, my wife and I last week, after we recorded Tancast, did a date night and went and saw the movie Prisoners with Jake Gyllenhaal and Wolverine.
How was it?
It was disturbing. It was good. It was really, really good.
How good was it?
Really, really good.
So you recommend going seeing it?
I would definitely recommend seeing this movie. I don't know that you necessarily need to see it in the big screen. It's not, you know, like espectacular, like big explosions and giant robots fighting aliens. God damn it, I really wanted to see Pacific Rim, but my wife said no.
Then you go by yourself, like a man.
I can't do that, because I'm a man with a kid and a wife. And
that's why you leave them at home.
Oh, yes, I should have. I really, really should have.
Anyways.
Probably not on date night, though.
Probably not. Yeah.
No, no. Hey, let's go on date night. Your
just
part
me and you,
is
hand.
You stay here.
Just me and you.
I'm going to go get a date. You do whatever you need to do.
And this tub of Crisco.
You do whatever you need to do ahead of your shit. I'm out of here.
Yeah, so they had a shit ton of really good actors and actresses in this, like Viola Davis, Maria Bello, Terrence Howard. There are twists. I mean, it's like any other... I'm trying not to be spoilery, so that's why I'm catching myself. Just like any other psychological thriller, there's going to be twists and turns. Several of the twists and turns my wife and I saw coming, and it was still absolutely worthwhile. Like, just the performances, and the whole thing is kind of like... It's sort of like a meditation of, like, the darkness that lives inside of everyone, and, like, what's it going to take for that to come out? And sort of how, like pain begets pain. And there's a lot... I kind of feel like I was a little bit too stupid to watch the movie the first time, because there was a lot of religious imagery that I only realized, like, kind of in retrospect, and kind of wish I'd been watching out for. Then again, if I'd been watching out for it the whole time, I might have been like, oh, look, hidden crucifix, as opposed to, like, just watching the amazing performances. But I'd be a little surprised if this one doesn't get any Oscar nominations for the cast.
All right.
All right.
I want to see it, because I'm like, oh, that trailer looks pretty good, and, you know, I like those actors, and it looks interesting. Apparently, so I saw this trailer a while ago, and it did not grab me, but apparently it's getting great reviews. Gravity?
I want to see it.
The trailer just didn't seem very exciting. Like, that seemed
kind
of boring.
Have you seen the 5-minute trailer, the long
version? I have not.
I almost drowned as a kid, so, like, I've got this thing about, like, when people are in airless situations, like, it kind of fucks with me a little. Yeah, I found myself, like, holding my breath, like, realizing that these, you know, people are out in space and that there is no air outside the little bubble around their heads. So, yeah, now, I may have found it more compelling than you will, but I would say, yeah, watch the long trailer, see what happens.
And so there's no sci-fi element in the sense of, like, you know, aliens or anything. It's just, like,
Well, according to Jon Stewart, they do fight aliens later.
Oh, really?
No, it's a joke. Sorry, I was hoping Tim would laugh there. It was a throwaway joke that he made when he was interviewing Sandra Bullock.
Tim has not seen The Daily Show yet. Tim catches up on The Daily Show on Sunday.
Ah, spoiler alert.
You son of a bitch. Except for a couple pieces that that have been posted about the government shutdown. I was like, oh, well, all right, I'll watch it. Like the one where he was talking about the Republicans shutting down government and how... the end of it was he's like, this guy can give you some advice. And they cut to Willy Wonka.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I saw that.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of that episode.
God, Tim, we went the whole episode without mentioning it.
You're right. The government shutdown is exactly parallel to fucking Miley Cyrus twerking. They're both equally relevant. You douche stain.
They are relevant.
Someone posted a picture like, I can't believe this is already a costume. I'm like, what is that? I have no idea who that is. And they're like, that's Miley Cyrus. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'm old.
No, I don't care. It's not that I'm old. I just don't care.
You're old. True.
Yes, but I'm not. I don't care because I'm old. I don't care because I don't care.
No, it's because you're old.
No. I like the kids' music with their hippin' and their hoppin'.
And they don't stop rockin'.
And their funky fresh beats.
And their slap bracelets.
Good old slap bracelets.
And jellies.
Jellies!
Sorry, did you just turn into Jerry Lewis for half a second there?
No, I think I was kind of thinking of Dane Cook.
Oh, okay.
It's about you get a rock in it or something.
Gotcha. So, Noah, anything interesting happened in your life besides the government shutdown?
I saw The Way, Way Back, which has, Stephen Colbert? No, Stephen Carell. And Sam Rockwell. And other lady who I don't remember her name. And it was a very good movie. It was, it was heartwarming, coming-of-age story. Kid was very awkward. Stephen Carell was a dick. Sam Rockwell was a good guy who needed to grow up. It was a very enjoyable movie. Not something you have to see on the big screen.
Okay.
But I saw a local theater called the New Parkway where they you can drink beer in the theater and they have...
Oh, yes, you have spoken of this magical place before.
They have couches instead of, like, just regular seats, and it's pretty cool spot.
Can you get freaky on their couches?
You could.
Are they, like, vinyl? Are they rinse?
They are different types.
Well, the problem with getting freaky on the vinyl couch is all the squeaking.
People would see you getting busy on this couch if you were to do so.
I don't see why you would if they didn't.
Which means you may not finish the movie. And may be banned for life.
Oh, you don't think it's going to work out like a porno where just everybody starts joining in?
I doubt it. You know, this seems like a place, so they could film a porno. Like the one I went to, Public Humiliation, you could totally be like, oh, we were just watching a movie. Oh, shit. They just drag a lady in here, and now they can have sex with her.
Oh, look, that guy just put his finger in her butthole. And then he sniffed it. Oh. Oh, what would you... What's it smell like, dude? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Where is that from?
Demented Mind of Andy.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have that.
So, yeah, I recommend The Way, Way Back. Prisoners is on my list to see. Now Gravity is on my list of things to see.
Good.
There we go.
Good.
Tim, any pile of streaming things you want to talk about besides...
Doctor Who is really, I think, the only thing I've really been watching.
I told you guys I shut off my streaming, right?
Yep.
No. Not me.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
He told us on here.
Maybe. I wasn't paying attention. I don't listen to the show. Who am I?
I'm Batman.
No, I think he's Noah.
Look at my dick. Either way. Jen, I can tell you've been doing a lot of squats.
The best part of that video is you get a nice look at his wife's ass.
You link me.
How do I link you? Wait. Stop making noise, phone. Okay, good.
Just copy the URL.
It's a Vine, you stupid fuck.
Oh, okay. Then don't worry about it. I'll figure it out.
I'm worried about it. Skadoosh.
Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Oh. I made it happen. For those who thought I couldn't. For those who thought it wouldn't happen. That's just a nice thumbnail. I stick my thumbnail in there, if you know what I'm saying. I'm inappropriate about another man's wife.
And you are married yourself.
Tim, what does it smell like?
Her butt?
All right.
No, I'm asking if that's what you're talking about.
No, your thumbnail.
My thumbnail?
Because you'd stick your thumbnail in there, in her butt.
But I didn't. It's a theory. It smells like Honey Nut Chex because I was digging them out of the floor earlier.
Do you like the loopiness? Wait, what are you guys talking about?
I said that was a nice thumbnail, and I said I like stick my thumbnail in there, and then Andy goes, "What's your thumbnail smell like?" I'm like, "I didn't really stick it anywhere. It smells like Honey Nut Chex because I've been scraping them out of the carpet." And I said, "Is that sexy?"
Yeah.
And
is
now
that a
that's
euphemism?
Catching up on the last minute of Tancast while on still on Tancast.
Tune in next week where we'll dissect the next minute of Tancast.
Do you like the loopiness of Vine?
I'm not a fan. Hey, wait. It doesn't start. Can you not play it on a computer?
Vine?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I just played it.
It's not working.
Huh. It's not working for me either. I think it's because I have Flash Block.
I don't have Flash Block.
Tim don't have shit.
I also have Fleshcock.
Who doesn't have Fleshcock?
I think we're running out of things to be interesting.
Probably.
Never.
I think we ran out at episode one.
That's it. That's a wrap.
So, Indiana Jones?
All right.
View on web. Nope, still nothing. Why doesn't this work? Damn you, Vine! Oh, yeah,
remember, never trust our government to not let petty shit get in the way.
This week, I hate people who don't understand that negotiating is not, hey, give me everything I want or I'm going to murder your family.
You're doing it like Bat Dad's wife's butt.
Which is to say, doing it and doing it and doing it good.
You're doing it.
Doing it and doing it.
You know, wait, you're doing it like Comcast, which means you're not doing it.
Ooh, take that Comcast, burn.
Yeah.
Suck it. Read my blog.
More like Com Crap. Am I right?
Yeah.
Comcast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. Tim. Have we talked about the Dish Network?
No.
Not to my knowledge.
Of, like, why you're not using it as opposed to Comcast?
Why am I not using it as opposed to Comcast?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Oh.
Are you not going to?
I don't really have a good reason.
Yeah, so if you hate Comcast, it might be an option if your landlord would allow you to mount a dish on top of the place.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work in terms of, you know, getting it all wired up and whatnot, and if that's going to be...
Well, they do it for you, so you can ask.
Well, right. I didn't think I was going to have to sit there with a fucking
Well, Tim, all you have to do is ask,
drill.
And she can say no, and you're back where you are. Anyways, I mean, it's just an option for you to look into, since but then you won't have anyone to rant at, so maybe that's what you want. Kind of like how a Joker will never kill Batman, because, like, then who's he going to fight?
Tell me you're still recording.
Oh, yeah, I'm still recording.
I can't kill you, Comcast.
And every day I flip on the screen and Comcast says, look at my dick. Oh, this may be the best analogy ever. All right,
now I'm going to stop recording.
I'm going to stop as well. Oh, wait, what was the name of the... So what were you guys talking about while I was gone? Like this person who got caught doing something with something?
Silk Road.
Do you want to record this, or should we stop recording?
No, you can stop recording. I just need to know for the show notes.
Ah,
Silk Road.
Silk Road?
Silk Road.
Spelled like it sounds?
Spelled like it sounds.
Two words or one word?
Two, I believe.
All right. And so he got busted, or what happened?
Yes. He had gone by the name Dread Pirate Roberts, and they figured out who he was and arrested him.
I don't need him. I'm not putting all that in the show notes, dude. I need to know. I need to know the answers to my questions, and that's all I need to know.
I thought you might be amused by the fact that he was Dread Pirate Roberts, but
I'm not.
Whatever.
Did you say that when you were jibber-jabbering about it?
No, we didn't.
Bullshit!
But, Tim, look at my dick.